It is always a pleasure to welcome back an old friend, and especially when it's an old friend from my old hometown. Joining us on the NBC Morning Wake Up Call this morning, Andrea Menard. Good morning, my sister from Flin Flon.
Good morning, Ken. I'm so honored to be here.
Nice to catch up with you again. It's been a while. You and I have chatted in the past, and I think the last time you and I might have spoken in person was when you released your Christmas album, Sparkle, which has been a few years.
Gosh.
So there's a little bit of catch up. What's been going on since about 2008 or so?
Well, the big news, most recent, is that I have a new symphony show.
Symphony? You've gone orchestral on us?
Because of course the Velvet Devil has to do that. Come on. I've got to go big or go home. So yeah, I have a new Pops concert, which of course is the Pops concert is more the popular music instead of the classical music that the symphonies are moving towards. So I have a Pops concert that I hope to take all across Canada. It's called Rubaboo. So my Métis listeners here from all up north and all over, you'll recognize what Rubaboo is. It means stew, like stew from leftovers. So it's like, it means to me a feast of good food and music and...
Rubaboo is the new pop show, and you're doing it starting tonight, opening with the Regina Symphony Orchestra. That's very cool.
We're at a different venue. It's a very COVID-friendly experience. You know, everyone is very, very cautious about safety, and usually an orchestra is 50 musicians. I think it's reduced down to 20, all 6 feet apart, and so it's a very unusual experience, but we're at the Holy Rosary Cathedral in Regina, and that's a brand new venue for the symphony. So we're trying to be there to help people during this time in a safe way, and I'm going to be sharing my Métis culture and stories and music, and I'm even releasing a new song. Of course, I can't ever do just one thing. Oh no, how about a new show and a new song?
So tell me about the new song. It's an important one from what I can tell.
Yeah, it's a song called Where Is God in This Place? And my co-writer Robert Walsh and I, we wrote this song for two reasons. I was inspired 3.5 years ago by all these grassroots indigenous community movements who were lobbying the Vatican to get the Pope Francis to come to Saskatchewan and Canada to apologize to residential school survivors. Mm-hmm. And after the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, you know, it's been 5 years now since the 94 calls to action, there's still no apology from the Vatican. So that's just something that I find is important. Mm-hmm. So that was one reason I started the song 3.5 years ago. But I decided to finish the song when I was talking to someone in media about 2 or 3 months ago. And that person in media still had not heard of the residential schools. And I knew that if they didn't know, if someone in media didn't know about the residential schools, then so many Canadians still don't. Mm-hmm. So I decided to use this platform of being on a symphony stage and just helping use this platform to educate my fellow Canadians to learn more about our Indigenous history and Canada's experience with history with Indigenous people. I think it's important.
So this song is coming out when, Andrea?
It comes out tomorrow.
Ooh!
So this is like, we're talking.
It's New Song Eve.
Yes. Yes. So maybe you can play it or someone can play it tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
On NBC. Hey, guys.
You send us a song. We'll play it.
I'm going to. It's in your inbox. I'm sending it. I would love that your listeners get a chance to hear it first.
I'm just so glad that you're still doing well and that COVID has not knocked you down or restricted your creativity and your chance to spread some good music and some good feelings.
Thank you. You know, these COVID times, you know, you don't realize that everything that you've ever worked for, and you know, for me, I care about bringing people together, about healing, about connecting with the earth and connecting with each other and recognizing Indigenous and sacred feminine teachings. You know, all of that is needed right now. This COVID times, it's like all of the experiences I've had have brought me to this time to help my brothers and sisters. And if that means my music or my stories or my whatever, my offerings, I'm willing to, I think it's time. If my work can help people, then I will continue to do it during these COVID times were needed.
And you're going to be doing it safe. Social distancing will be in place. People will be wearing masks. Folks, you can get your tickets for tonight's show for the Regina Symphony Orchestra and Andrea Menard as she celebrates with her brand new Pops album, Rubaboo. Go to reginasymphony.com, reginasymphony.com. Andrea, thank you so much. And oh, look, what's in my inbox right now? It's the new brand new song from Andrea Menard. Let's play it right now. Andrea, thank you so much for your time. Be safe, my friend.
Thank you so much, Ken.